I don't know why it is that way, but for some reason, whenever we get to Parshas Vayera, I mean, heaven knows there's so much to talk about in Vayera, so many sugyas, so many yesoides and yonim, and somehow I always seem to find my way back to Avram's argument with the Ribbono Shel Olam about Sodom, whether or not the cities should be destroyed. There's something so fascinating about that. This year, again, I want to think about that, because somehow I just want to point out that there is involved over here a sugya which is nothing really vayerodik be'etzem, but it's a yesoid which we have to deal with. And that is, we always have to, we make decisions in life, we develop certain attitudes in life. They're Yidden and they're Goyim. So we know how we feel, Yidden, Baruch Hashem, Yidden and Goyim are Goyim. So to what extent can there be a similarity that in Chashivas, that somehow in certain areas of Chashivas, there really isn't a difference between them? That's my shaila. Is that so or isn't that so? So I'll tell you where I started off. It's not that I learn Chumash Rashi like the whole Pasha every week. I don't. I mamish don't get around to it. But this Rashi, of course, caught my eye when Rashi says about the Avraham argues, Ulai yachzurun chamishim hatzadikim chamisho, hasashris b'chamisho eskol ho'ir, v'yom eloi ashrisim emtsa shom arboim v'chamisho. Zogt Rashi, hasashris b'chamisho, where is it? One second. Hasashris b'chamisho, zogt Rashi, v'alohen tes l'chol krach. You have nine for each of the five cities. So what's the problem? V'ato tzadikoy shel oylam titztarev imohem. Look, if we have 45, so then really there's no problem. You can be mitztarev with each group of nine and make 10 out of the group of nine, because you are the tzaddikai shel olam. It's just a stammer zach. It struck me as unusual. I'd never really come across this expression tzaddikai shel olam. So I looked it up in my search program, and I see it comes quite frequently. I think it's 20, 30 times in Shas, something like that. To that we have this expression tzaddikai shel olam. Not sure exactly what it means. In the context over here, it seems to mean like this. Look, nine is nine. So you need 10 for each one. So what's the tzad that 45 should be enough? And the emes is, it's stuck a problem. Because, you know, the Chazal tell us that kol midas chachomim kachu, it's a Mishnah. Younger man showed it to me today. It's a Mishnah in Menachos, Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. There, the Kol Midas Chachamim Kachu, that 40 so is Metaya, and less than 40 so is not Mitztarev. It's missing one Kutav, so it's not Mitztarev. So why should 9 be good? If you need 10, why should 9 be good? So on that, Rashi has to tell us. Because you're a tzaddika shel olam, so you can be Mitztarev imohem. Apparently, that's the kind of thing that tzaddikos shel olams like to do. They like to do and be helpful. So, since you've got five nines, so each city really, if it had one more, would be salvageable. So you be mitztarev, you make number 10, you Ribbono Shel Olam, are the tzaddikos shel olam. I wish I knew more exactly what that expression means. But I don't want to stump say something because I haven't researched it or really looked at anything which might help me regarding this shaila of what exactly is the meaning of Tzaddika Shel Olam. But obviously, it's somebody who likes to do nice things. I read to you a piece of Rabbeinu Bechaya. That's back in Vayeshev, Taka also, where they sold Yosef. And so they wouldn't tell Yaakov that they had sold Yaakov. Yaakov said, Chayro Acholosu. So, Zogt Rabbeinu Bechaya, V'lomo lo gilo lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why didn't Hashem tell him, you know what, really they sold him to Mitzrayim? Lefi Shehecherimu V'kilelu, kol mi sheyegale leYaakov. So he couldn't, because there was a klolo on whoever would be megale to Yaakov, and Rabbeinu Shon Kaviyochel did not want to be machnis himself into that klolo. V'shitfu HaKadosh Baruch Hu imoem. And they had made the Rabbeinu Shlolem a partner with them in that cherem. Kein kosov bepirke de Rabbi Eliezer in Perek Lamed Ches. Zogt Rabbeinu Bechaya, ubiu hadova, ki heim ho yotisha. There were nine of them. Ulekach shitfu laKadosh Baruch Hu lahashlim asara. For cherem you need a minion. But they were only nine brothers. Yosef wasn't there. Yomim wasn't there, so there were only nine brothers, so they needed somebody else. So therefore they were shitful HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehashlim la'asoro v'hecherimu hadova. Zog Rabbeinu Bechaya v'loi dova kosher beinecho v'al yehi dova kosher beinecho. Don't ask me kashyas. Shekein also Avraham be'inyan Sodom. Because that's what Avraham did when he was being mispalel on Sodom. Bikesh tzirufa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu im tisho l'chol krach v'krach. He wanted to be mitzar of the Rebbeinu Shlalom to each one of the cities, so the nine turns into ten. Omer lo ato tzaddikoi shel olam hitztaref imoim v'yinotzlu. As I stated in the Medrash, Breishis Rabba Mem Tes. I, Frank Rabbeinu Bechaya, immediately when I saw this, I asked the same kashya, Baruch Hashem, but Hakashya, why Vim Toima, Eino Doima, Kizela Hatzolo Vizela Puranas, that by when Avraham asked the Rabbeinu Shom to be Mitztarev, so that was Lehatzolo, he wanted to save the five cities, so therefore he said, look, you know, you're Rabbeinu Shalom of Rachamim, of Chesed, so why aren't you mitztarev with each of the nine cities, with each of the nine people in these cities, and then you'll have 40 altogether? Oh, but zu lePoronius, this was lePoronius to make a cherem on Yidden. So maybe Rabbeinu Shem is not interested in making a cherem on people. Zog Rabbeinu Bechaya, no. Ein ze Poronius, ki im hatzolas kol Yisroel, ukovet laKadosh Baruch Hu. No, it's not Poronius. Verkehrt. By being mitztarev with the brothers to tell Yaakov to make the klola, so that's a dova of Poronius. So why would you think that Rabbeinu Shom wanted to be mitztarev in that? Ein ze Poronius ki im hatzolas kol Yisrael v'kovet laKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Ki pochadu lenafsham, shem chas v'sholom yisgale hadova liYaakov, if Yaakov is going to find out that they sold him to Mitzrayim, yekalelem klolo elomes. It could be that he will be mekalel his sons, a klolo elomes. V'nimtzu Yisroel hatuluyim bezaroi shel Yaakov, betelem min ho'aylam. So it turns out that there won't be any klal Yisrael. So what the brothers did when they were mitzarev the Rabbeinu Shom, and they begged the Rabbeinu Shom to be mitzarev with them in the cherem, dafka because he is tzaddik shel olam, because he is tzaddik shel olam, as I stated in the Pirkei Rav Eliezer. So, but the tzaddik shel olam like to do nice things. So why should he want to be mitzarev in the klola? The answer is because that klola was perhaps the most important X number of words which were ever uttered in Klal Yisrael in the world history, because they made it possible for Klal Yisrael to be Miskayim. Because if they're not going to make that klola, and if therefore Yaakov is going to find out what they did, and he's going to be Mekalal them, Meklola Olamis, so Ois Yantov, the whole world, doesn't have any tachlis. So the Tzaddika Shel Olam is very, very interested in being a part of that klola. So, but I understand the Rabbeinu Bechaya, how he emphasizes the kasha on the tziruf of the Rabbeinu Shlalom in the cherem. I don't understand why he asked the kasha. Meila by Sedoim, it made sense because there it was for Hatzolah. So he asked, but over here it's Poronius. So his answer is no, over here it's not Poronius. What's going on? To save Sedoim is Hatzolah? I mean, the Rabbeinu Shlalom paskens that Sodom has to be destroyed. They're full of Rishoim, the Metzius is Rishus, the Ames is Rishus, they are hopelessly evil. And what is this story about a Hatzolah? That the Rabbeinu Shlalom, Avraham Avinu, where Rashi is learning, the Avraham Avinu comes to the Rabbeinu Shlalom and says, listen, maybe they're 45. I'm 35. Yep. Maybe they're not 50, but they're 45. Yeah, and 45 is enough because there you can be mitztarev, and say, hey, there are 50 tzaddikim over here, so everything is fine. I mean, what's going on? This is a rachamim. It's a rachamim to keep an unrectified stoim amoru admot tzvoim. What's going on? Would the Tzaddika Shel Olam be interested on the tzad that these cities ought to be destroyed? What is it in the Tzaddika Shel Olam which would want to make the Rabbeinu Shlalom, which would make the Rabbeinu Shlalom want to be mitztarev to make an artificial 50 out of a 45? That is besides the fact that I don't understand the Pshuta Shel Mikra over here. But I don't want to get into that, partly because I don't know an answer, but second of all, because that's not the Nakuda which I want to think about at this particular stage. But I don't understand the Pasuk. Maybe some of you can understand it and get in touch with me and let me know what the answer is. What does Avraham say? Ula yachsurun chamishim ha-tzadikim chamisho. Hasashchis ba-chamisho is kolo here. What's he saying? It's not the pshat is that they're missing five. They're missing the Rabbeinu Shlalom's willingness to be mitztarev. If they're 45, Avraham is saying, if there are 45, so how much are you missing? Five. No, five is nicht so gefährlich. Let them be missing. We're not worried about the five. On the five, we have an etzer. We can have the tzaddika shel olam be mitztarev. No, so if it's mitztarev, you don't have 45, you have 50. So I don't understand the lashon, and I'm really not completely sure what's going on. But let's understand, I mean, look up at this, and if any of you can help me, would appreciate it, because it's sort of, it's an irksome kind of question, to me at least. I must be learning on Pshat somewhere over here, and I don't exactly know where. But let's understand a little bit what is going on over here. How was Avraham a mechutan over here in this whole discussion? What does he have to do with anything? No, so we know the straight frier in the pasuk. Hamachase ani me Avraham, es asher ani oise. Yeah. So why taka should the Rabbeinu Shem inform Avraham of what he's going to do? So let's see what the pasuk says. Vashem omer hamachase ani me Avraham asher ani oise. VaAvraham hoyo yehye legoy gadol veotzum. V'nivruchu boi kol goyei ha'oretz. Ki yedate v'lman asher yitzave es bonov ves beso acharov v'shomru derech Hashem la'asot stoko mishpat l'man hovi Hashem al Avraham es asher ani asher dibeh olav. Now, it's not easy to translate each one of the words over here in these two psukim, but I don't want to get into that either. What I want to get on into is what's going on over here. What is the logic? Avraham says, I don't want to hide anything from Avraham. Why? Hamchase ani me Avraham asher ani oseh Avraham hoyo yehye legoy godol v'otzum v'nivruchu boy kol goyei ha'oretz. Now, what has that got to do with anything? Because he's going to become a goy godol v'otzum v'nivruchu boy kol goyei ha'oretz, and I know that he's going to be mechanech his children, and they should be v'shomru derech Hashem, lasa stoko mishpat, and therefore I shouldn't be mechase from Avraham. Now there Rashi also has a problem, and there also I don't really understand the Rashi. Again, if somebody can help me out over here, would be beautiful. Was steht da? Sagt Rashi. Oh, it's really unbelievable. It says, Hamachase ani bitmiya. Asher ani oise besedayim. Isn't it shame? It's not nice that I should destroy Sodom without informing him. He's the owner of these areas because I gave him Eretz Yisrael. Shneema, Gvul HaKanani, Mit Sidon, and so on. Boyachos Sodom, V'Amoro. So he owns these places. Furthermore, Korosi oise Avraham, av hamon goyim, v'ashmit es habonim v'lo odia la'av shehu ohavi. He's the av hamon goyim, so he's the father of Sodom. No, he's the father of Sodom, so the people of Sodom are his children. So I'm going to destroy the children without telling the father. V'ashmit es habonim v'lo odia la'av. Furthermore, shehu ohavi. That's the biggest failure of all. Now, what's that got to do with it? If it's right to be my dear the Av, if you're going to kill his children, I mean, Shehu Ohavi, so because he's my Ohav, that's why I should tell him. There's a lot over here that I don't understand, and I'm sorry if I'm keeping you with a lot of questions, because from Akashi Shtab Menesh, and then Faket, from Akashi you live, because then you think about it and you come up with Mayur Digut Tehutzim. I haven't come up with any, really. Because what bothers me in this part of the Pasha over here is that Rashi is saying differently than the Pasuk. Rashi is saying, Hamachase ani me Avraham l'chayro, because first of all, the karka belongs to him. Second of all, because the people are his children. So I should tell him. The Pasuk seems to be saying something else. Avraham ho yoyir l'goy godal. Yeah, so that seems to be a different kind of reasoning. What is that kind of reasoning? What exactly do we do with the posuk? He's going to father a great nation. And I guess furthermore, when he gets this great nation, however you translate that. So that is why I'm going to tell it to him. That's what the Pashtus, the Mashmoros is. So I don't know how this Rashi fits in. That he brings these Chazal, now of course they're Midrashim. But the question is, how do those Midrashim cope with what it says in the Pasuk? Oh, but what does Itaka say in the Pasuk? What does Itaka say in the Pasuk? And what it says in the Pasuk is that he's going to father a great nation, and he has the responsibility of educating that nation. And he's going to do a great job. Now, what's that got to do with Sodom? The Torah says, I think that the first time that I ever saw like a perish, which is to me very satisfying, and I can understand it very well, is Reb David Zvi Hoffman in his perish on Bereishis. And he says, Mayur Dikazach. He says, Kielu, he doesn't use the word, but he's saying that, look, I'm going to make Avraham, Kielu, like I'm going to give him Smicha, he's going to be the Mechanach of the great nation that he's going to father. And the land is going to belong to him, so there's going to be a Tzirur of Eretz Yisroel and Klal Yisroel. Ah, so Mayur Dik. Yeah, but you have to have somebody to educate these people. So I think that Avraham needs some shimush. He doesn't say it with so many words, but that's what it is. If a Rav wants to have a shtela, and it's a kehillah as kahilas should be, who will ask millions of shailas because they are for yidden and they need to know what to do. So you have to have you have to be able to paskin, and you can't paskin by simply learning yoga there, as far as I can understand. You need shemesh. So you have to know what to do. And that is what the pasuk is saying. Yeah, this is a godsend. I mean, it's a shtickle pun. It is taka a godsend. But that's taka what it is. Yeah, it's mayudik. Let Avraham come to me and let him daven with me and let him hear from me what my thinking is. And you can't get a better shimush for learning the values which I value for my yidden. And the mele he learned. And that is taka, l'chayra, what happens. Yeah, so for example, just a lesson which is contained in this story. You know, everybody knows the Ramban, that if Stoyman Abayra would have been in Spain or in Hawaii, they wouldn't have been destroyed. They wouldn't have been destroyed because, all right, goyim, so they're bad goyim. They're bad goyim in other places also. Why were they destroyed? Because this was Eretz Yisrael. That's a big Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is not Soivel Chet. So you cannot have a better shear for Avraham. Avraham had been promised that he's going to get Eretz Yisrael. And now there was an opportunity to teach Avraham was idos Eretz Yisrael. What is that place? What are its segulas? What are its what is its nature? What are the obligations which it places upon the people who call it home? Oh, so that's a very important thing that Avraham is going to have to learn. And Avraham is going to have to learn that Eretz Yisrael is not Spain, and it's not Hawaii, and it's not any place else. It's Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael is not Soivel Chet. That's the Ramban. That the cities were only destroyed because they were in Eretz Yisrael. Nu, das ist Ashtekel Tayu, which you have to know. And then there's the whole Shakle V'Tayu, the Dehaina, that Avraham is getting a lesson from the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Rebbeinu Shlom could have done this. Avraham comes along and he says, listen, can I be mispallel? How do the psukim go? Avraham odenu oimed lifnei Hashem. Vayigash Avraham vayoyma ha'af tispe tzadikim rosha. Ulai yesh chamishim tzadikim, and so on and so forth. So he starts arguing. Now, Avraham could be that he was scared. What's the Rebbeinu Shlom going to say? Who am I to start teaching the Rebbeinu Shlom his job? Yeah? So Rashi says over here, and this is a Rashi quote which I think I do understand, but there's nothing so difficult as far as I can see. Vayigash Avraham, motzinu hagosholu milchoma, vayigash Yoav, vahagosholu pius, vayigasholu Yehuda, to persuade Yosef, vahagosholu tfilo, vayigasholu Yoanovi, and so on and so forth. So I've got to do all those three things. I've got to make milchoma with the Rebbeinu Shlom. Can you hear that? Wow. Make milchoma with the Rebbeinu Shlom. And that's taka. What it says over here? What does it say? Ha'af tispe tzadik im rosha. What are you going to do over here? Yeah, are you going to destroy tzadik with rosha? That sounds to me like milchama. That's not a pius, and that's not a tefillah. That is a taina. Rabbi Hashem, that's not the way to be. Yeah, you're supposed to be in a shayfet tzedek. Yeah, chalila lecha kadova hazeh lehomis tzadik im rosho v'hoye katzadik karosho chalila lecha shayfet kol ha'aretz lo yaseh mishpat. Like, you can't act like that. That is milchama. Now, when Avraham was saying that, one assumes that he was shivering and shaking. And that's no way to talk to the Rebbeinu Shlom. And the Rebbeinu Shlom could have said, dear Avraham, this is inappropriate. I'm sure you didn't do it on purpose. Let's not talk about it anymore, but I don't expect that you'll do this in the future. But Avraham didn't say that. Yeah? What did Avraham say? What did the Rebbeinu Shlom say? Rabbi Hashem said, yeah, what did he say? Vayom Hashem im emtsu bistoim chamishim tzadikim v'sar chayir v'nosasik l'chol ha'mokam v'avuram. Avram, you said in Meir Degishtik al-Torah. Yeah? You were oimed on the fact that there is such a thing as Hagosha for Milchoma, and you came with Milchoma. Avram, Meir Degishtik. Now you'll know for all the Doros what you're going to be mechanach your children, and they're going to know this great, great nation that you're going to father. They're going to know that there's going to be a time of Hagosha leMilchama. And I mentioned, I think, last year, this Rav Hutner in the in the Purim Suda. Yeah? So Lehovi dotten begodim to Mordechai. He came with Sakva Efer, and Esther sent that he should bring him clothes. So he asked what he needed, clothes, or you have to bring him clothes from the palace, let him go home and put on his kapata and come back, if you're not supposed to go with Sakva Efer. So he said that that wasn't the problem. The problem wasn't the kapata. The problem was that Esther Tainet, you need big day malchus. Now is not the time of being mispallel when Klal Yisrael is in danger the way they are now. Now is not the time to come with sack and efer and say, please God, I'm nothing, I'm nothing, I'm nothing, I'm nothing, please help me. No, now is the time to come with big day malchus and say, Eini Zozmikan. That was the big Eini Zozmikan at the Suda in Chaim Berlin. The Eini Zozmikan, he said it, I don't know, 30 times. Yeah, Eini Zozmikan, that's the mahalach of that tefillah. So Avraham needed to learn, that's the mahalach of tefillah. That there is such a tefillah of Eini Zozmikan. Later on he came to other things, piers, tefillah, whatever it was. I started off by asking, how was Avram a mechutin over him? The Torah says he was a mechutin because he needed to learn. This was his shimush. He wants to get smicha, to be the av of Klal Yisrael. And this was the shimush. This is how you talk to the Rabbi Hashem. This is how you daven to the Rabbi Hashem. This is how you face Eretz Yisrael. And so on and so forth. So this was a very, very important experience for Avraham Avinu. I think that's probably the pshat in the Pasha, Rav David Zvi Hoffman. I think that it's a very stark. I think Rav Shlomo Shmuel Hirsch is also me'en. I didn't see it be'ion, but I think he also says along the same lines that this was a chinuch for Avraham Kviyochel to know how to deal with Klal Yisrael and with the Ribbono Shlalom. Now comes my problem. We're talking about Sadaim. What is the Tzadike Olam, the Tzadik Shel Olamim, yeah? Why is he so interested in saving these Rishonim? Why does Avraham think that Ribbono Shel would want to join in? They don't even have 50 Tzadikim, yeah? They only have 49, and they only have 45, let's say, right? But if they have 45, Avraham said, no, you can still save Sadaim, because you'll be the number five for each one. So who says the Rebbeinu Shem is interested? The Rabbeinu Bechaya had a problem. Who said that the Rebbeinu Shem would want to be mitztarev in the klole by Yaakov? Yeah? So what makes Avraham so sure? Now, the Pasuk doesn't tell us why the Rebbeinu Shem turned that down. It could be that Avraham, that Rebbeinu Shem wasn't interested. He said, look, if there would be five people, if all that's missing is five, maybe I would do it. But the fact is that there's more missing than five. Good. But if there would be five, I suppose the Rabbeinu Shem would have done it. So what's that? Is the Rabbeinu Shem so interested? What I mean over here is that you see a mechshune dikazach, and I said that the whole event, the whole experience, was apparently like to give Avraham shimush in what is Eretz Yisrael, and what is Klal Yisrael, and what is Tefillah, and what is the relationship between the Ribbono Shalom and somebody whom he calls Oyhavi. He's learning a lot of very, very, very important things. But there's one other thing that he's learning, and where Avraham intuited that on his own, I'd like to know. That's unbelievable. What did Rashi say? Rashi said, I made him an av among goyim, so I shouldn't tell the father about his children. I think of, well, these are my children. I mean, we're talking about borderline kids. And I mean, Sodom and Amorah, if you have five cities worth of the biggest Rishoyim in the world, oh, but they're my children. Av Hamon Goyim. Oh, and you see that the Ribbono Shel Olam is interested in helping them. What does that mean? And that's what I started the shiur of today, and I don't want to go too long. Oh, it's already half an hour. So I'll just in two sentences or just a little more, tell you where my thoughts are at this moment. And that is, are we so sure? I think that the chinuch which I got, Baruch Hashem, it was in yeshivas my whole life. I've been part of yeshivas between Gateshead and Lakewood and Philadelphia and Baruch Hashem in Israel. It's a wonderful chinuch to have. But I never heard. I don't think so. If I did hear, I don't remember it. Like, exactly what is the relationship, what is the attitude towards people who are not Yidden? Are we machshav them, are we not machshav them? And here we see that the tzaddikai shel olam, whatever it means, I don't know what it means, I asked you before, I don't know what it means, but there is such a thing as tzaddikai shel olam, and that tzaddikai shel olam is interested in making a little tray. There are nine, so we'll call it ten. I'm around also, so I'm the tzaddikai shel olam, so I can be mitztaref to them. I don't know exactly how it works, but it works apparently. But why would he want to do that? Weist us that he would want to do that because these are human beings, and you don't want to kill human beings. What is the chashivas of a person being a human being? And I think I mentioned that last year also. I'll just repeat it here very, very quickly. I think that the source of this, I don't know the answers so well, but I do know, also, how much I know, but the fact is that I did learn a little bit about the halachas of Echin. And there's this thing that a person can be marich himself, and he can be marich other people also, either erki olai or erich ploini olai. Now the Rambam paskens that you can also be marich a goy. That's the Rambam in Perek Aleph Erchen and Charomim Halochobov. Hagoy ne'erach, avol eino ma'arich. That's all the Rambam paskens, the Rivet Kriegs. Yeah, so Hagoy ne'erach, avol eino ma'arich. The goy can be ne'erach. That means if a yid says erach Jimmy Olai, so that's a good erach. Yeah, but the goy cannot be ma'arich. Ketzat, goy she'omar erki olai or erach Yisrael ze olai lo yomar klum. The Yisrael she'omar erach goy ze olai or erach ploini hagoy olai. Noisen lefi shenei hagoy hanerach. He gives, and he doesn't give just any amount. He gives whatever the age of the guy is, mechayev, and that's mashma, exactly like a yid. Now, that is unbelievable. What exactly is an erach? And with this, we're going to finish, so don't worry. But it's just something that you have to think about. It's really just unbelievable. The Chazon Ish in Echin, what does he say? He says like this, that he brings rayas that when somebody says erki olai, what is the erech? So he says the erech is value, but it doesn't mean monetary value. It doesn't mean monetary value. No, what's then? Now, when erach, and we translate it as value, we don't mean its value in money. The hilkach nireh she'inyan ha'erach b'loshan ha'kodesh hu erach kovod hadover umetziusoi. V'loi erech neged chalifin v'domen. This is in Echen, in the Kotshim Chelek of the Chazon Ish, Simon Chof Tes. Later on, there's another section of Echen, so you have to, if you want to look this up, it's very, very interesting, right? But this is on page Kuf Lamed Beis in my Chazon Ish in Kotshim. Anyway, that Simon Chof Tes comes after Bechoyres. And what does he say? That the value of the word Erech is not monetary, but Erech Kovoid Hadover Umetziusai. So if you're Marech, a guy, so what you're saying is like this, like this guy, yeah, the covet of this person and his Metzius is such that I believe that that deserves a donation, or let's not get into the nature of this money, because that's a whole big shaila. Also, let's not get into that. But it deserves that money should be given to the Beis HaMikdash in recognition of his covet and metzias. Now, you can say that about any guy. You can say that about a guy who's not a very choshev person. You can be Marech, at least as far as I know. I don't know the whole of Hilchos Echen. I know very little about it. But as far as I know, I haven't come across this idea that you can't be Marech somebody who is not a Geis Tzaddik. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. But comes out that the Tzaddik, as Tzaddik Yisoyed Olam, you want to be Marech, a Godel be Yisrael. He's such a mater and he's doing such wonderful things for all of us. So I want to be Marech him. So if he's between the ages of this and this, this is what you pay. And that exact amount you pay for the guy. Wow. And what are you paying? Kvoid hadover? Umetziusa. Just the fact that he's a human being. And being a human being seems to be an enormous kvoid. I have no idea what's going on over here. What I do know is that these two pashyas in my mind go together. That means the fact that the Rabban Shom seemed willing and Avraham seemed willing to suggest that as the Tzaddikah Shel Olam, he should make number 10 in the five cities, I think that's what it means, and save them all from being destroyed. Sadaim! You know the Midrashim, like all the what they did, and then putting honey on, and that they should be stung to death by bees. I mean, these are not pleasant people. And yet the Rabban Shom, as in his capacity, as being a tzaddikah shel olam, should want to save them. I don't understand him. But it's really the same as the Echen. You see that the kvoid hadover metzius, so you can be ma'arech l'goy. So, I just want to leave you with this idea. Maybe we need to rethink some of the Yesoidus, which we take for granted. I mean, that's anyway a big problem. We take too much for granted. We analyze and ask, perhaps too little. But look, we've been over some ground now in this year. I hope you get to learn from it. And Yetzir Hashem, we'll meet again next week.